Charles, thanks for joining us. Can you start by telling us a little about what the Heritage Area does?
Yes, about 15 years ago, the community really wanted to reconnect with its history and the Colorado River. And we were authorized by Congress. We received Park Service, National Park Service funds. So our focus really for the first 10 or 12 years was major new development restoration projects. And then we really switched directions in 2009, 2010 when the economic crisis hit and we were sort of forced into emergency action to manage the two state parks here in Yuma.
Now, you have a draft version of a master plan that you submitted to the city council recently, calling for upgrades to the Yuma Territorial Prison and the Quartermaster Depot. Take us inside some of the details of the plan.
So our plan, you know, I think it's an exciting plan, but it's pretty straightforward. That we had to do more radical surgery on the Quartermaster Depot because it simply does not have the market appeal. It opened in 1997. It has never had anywhere near the market appeal of the prison.
Well, it also calls for changing the focus of the depot to something that's been there all along, the Colorado River.
Well, you know, when we looked at what was the stories we were attempting to tell at the Quartermaster Depot, the fact that you had steamboats coming up the Colorado River. If you look at the Colorado River now in Yuma, you could never imagine a steamboat. It would never make it through the Gulf of California with the shrinking of the Colorado River. But the other story we tell is the story of the Bureau of Reclamation and the Yuma Project and the building of the dams and canals that really made agriculture possible and helped reduce flooding and so forth. So what brings it all together is it's all telling the story of the river, bringing folks together and focusing as well on the future of the river. That's a very hot topic. My dream is to have an annual conference on the future of the river, bring people from the Northeast and, you know, National Geographic types and opinion leaders from the United States come here in the winter and think about this and try to use it as a forum, as a meeting place to talk about the future of the river, not just locally, but really it's a national issue.
Charles Flynn is president of the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area, which is proposing changes to two Arizona state parks, the Quartermaster Depot and the Territorial Prison. Charles, the prison has more visitors than the depot, and so it makes a little more money. You've also proposed some other ways for it to increase revenue. Can you give us an example?
Sure. At the prison, it's pretty straightforward. We're doing very well with admissions. We have a tremendous demand for nighttime events. People love the idea of having a party or a reception or a dinner at the prison. It has sort of an eerie effect, but we do not have the lighting. We don't have the electrical infrastructure. We simply don't have the facilities. So one of the things is to add a nighttime component. I mean, people are willing to rent the place, and being able to accommodate them will be a great way to supplement income there.
So where does the money come from to pay for this?
Really, the next step, you know, we need to develop a funding base upon which we can build to get foundation money and grant money. And we're suggesting that the city, the state, and the Heritage Area each commit $100,000 a year for the next 5 years.
This master plan is in just draft form right now. What's next for it?
Well, we are working with a wide variety of stakeholders locally, but also with Arizona State Parks, with the State Historic Preservation Officer, and the National Park Service. And the reason that is that these two parks are in a National Historic Landmark. So while we may have a lot of exciting ideas, we need to be respectful of the fact that as it sits in a National Historic Landmark, how do we make improvements that have a positive and not potentially negative effect? I think we've been sensitive to that, but on the other hand, their job, all of those folks, is to make sure that this is both sustainable financially, but also respectful of the landmark. So we expect over the next 30 to 60 days to get comments, and we expect to make some modifications. I think the general direction, I think everyone feels comfortable with the general direction of where we're headed.
That's Charles Flynn, president of the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. which is redeveloping riverfront property in Yuma, and proposes to make changes to the Yuma Quartermaster Depot and the Yuma Territorial Prison. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.